T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, Jonah Cameron, John Rich, it was great yesterday that they got that win. Now, aggravating that two different guys then hustled at various points of the game. He, Segura being one of them, even right there. But I'll say this, it was a win where they showed, fight and comeback. I mean, they had to after, Hector, and I know he gives up a long shot, and Odubel should have caught it. I'm not as bothered by others that he didn't. He tried, he mistimed his jump, he misjudged where he was relative to the wall. But then, John,
you're a pro center fielder.
I understand.
That is your job.
I don't think it's as easy though as a lot of people make it sound. I mean, that's.
I do.
You're moving near the wall. You got to time it up. I mean, it's.
So what?
He should have had it. He didn't. Alvarado in the 10th, John. Holy smokes, man! I mean, the reason you needed to score 3 runs in the 10th inning to win it, was because he gave up 2. Now, to be fair, a guy starts on second base, so you know there's a really good chance you're going to give up a run.
But he walked the bases loaded.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, really rough.
He has really regressed from the very beginning of the year.
Yeah, the very beginning it looked like he had that start where he had the heat and the control, and then it's a coin flip every time he takes the mound.
Yep. It's crazy, man.
It worked out. I don't have a lot of confidence that it will every time.
I'm pretty low on confidence on him right now.
But in at the same time, there are other, you know, relievers that I had a lot more faith in at the beginning of the season too. It's sort of like the story of our bullpen.
I totally agree.
What we thought had been a major improvement is now just sort of like an improvement.
Yep.
But that's over the worst of all time.
All right, look, you can react to everything with the Phils. Also, 76ers, we get to game 3 tonight and expectations. Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee, golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how many games will the Sixers win in Atlanta over the next 2 games? 3 choices, obviously, and only 3 choices. A, 0. B, 1. C, 2. Your expectations, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly weigh in as well. Let's go to Tom in Alabama. Then I also got to get to an Eagles issue with John and James. Tom, what's going on, man?
Yo, Hammer, Richie Rowe.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, you two guys, thank you for taking the call. Thank you for the passion, and thank you for doing what you do. It's infectious, really.
Thank you for your kind words and for calling and listening, man. We appreciate it.
Rich, try to keep an open mind for a second. And Hammer, I'm not trying to speak for you. You can certainly do that for yourself.
Okay.
But I think ever since Segura and Herrera arrived in the Philadelphia Phillies organization, no one's held them accountable. Gabe Kapler sure as hell didn't. And Joe Girardi has basically been asleep for 450 days or whatever it's been. I think right now with the day off, which I don't understand on a Friday, it wouldn't have as much effect, Joe, if you sat either one of them. But, it hasn't done any good. I think right now you hit them where it hurts the most. And Herrera today, if I was the general manager, $100,000 fine. And if you bitch.
Well, you probably can't, Tom. I'd love to do all that stuff. I don't think the collective bargaining agreement permits that. So, unfortunately, you got
to.
Well, that's the thing. And I don't know what their standard is of how they handle that as far as within the team structure. But, Tom, even if it's and I'm just making up a number here, even if it's a $1,000 team fine, whatever's permitted, when a guy has a $30 million guaranteed contract, what are we talking about here?
You know, the deal is that Larry Anderson, God bless him. I mean, I love that guy.
Yep.
These guys, it's not bad enough that I got Doc Rivers telling me I basically don't know a damn thing from a damn thing. And Joe Girardi, I mean, he's making a lot of money. I think he came back way too soon. He needs to get his priorities in order. And I basically, I mean, this is where I hold him accountable. As management.
I'll say this, and it stinks to have to go there. I hold the supposed team leaders accountable also. I really do. I know some people might think that's me picking on Harper or Real Muto or Hoskins or Nola or McCutcheon, but
what are you supposed to do? I agree with Tom that you try to figure out some way to get the message through to these guys. But don't you think Joe Girardi's been trying to do that? Don't you remember mid-May when they had when Gene Segura had and Girardi had the dust up in the dugout?
In the dugout.
And then it was a game later, Gene Segura was not starting. He came in and he pinch hit.
Yep.
He was not starting. There was no explanation. Joe Girardi said, "We are handling that. That's a dugout issue," or whatever it was.
Handled again.
What he did, and you see Gene's still doing the same stuff.
I do get your point.
There's a reason why Gene Segura has been on four different teams, and we see it every time he takes the field.
No, that's fair. I get you. Tom, give me a fictional trio, man.
Real quick. Rich, would you – now, you are a professional athlete. God bless you with the ability. Would you – maybe ground about say something to Segura.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I believe guys are trying to get that message across. I think with Gene Segura and Odubel, you've got hard-headed guys. I don't know. I think they are selfish players, and I think it's very difficult. And, you know, if this team had its druthers, if they had better players available – yeah, it's great in principle. The idea of sitting these guys, yes, good. But we can't sacrifice the season. This division is so close. It is below par, much below what we expected. I cannot stomach sacrificing the season to prove a point.
All right, Tom, give me a fictional trio.
Ginger and Marianne Hammer.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ginger, Marianne, and who?
Hammer.
Who's that? All right, I don't know. Did he said Ginger and Marianne, right?
And Hammer.
And did he say me?
It's kind of a weird trio.
Okay, well, hey, listen, I got no complaints. I got no complaints right there. Let's go to Dan in Cherry. I don't think it's going to win. Dan in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dan?
John, Joe, what's up, guys?
Hi, Dan.
I just want to touch base on a couple of things here today, so just be patient.
Sure.
First thing is Sixers game tonight. I'm not from Atlanta. I've lived out in Atlanta for a little while, and their fans are bums. I mean, they rally around the Falcons. They're not a true fan base in Atlanta, so I'm not worried about the Atlanta fans.
It does help. They're not much of a home court historically.
Yeah, they're not
at all.
I mean, and you're talking about their record in the second half of the season was just about the same record as the Sixers.
Yeah.
And the same home record as the Sixers. It's like, I mean, people keep finding every excuse to find a way to say that the Hawks are going to beat the Sixers. And it's just getting fed up with it. I mean, national television, I don't even listen to it anymore because everyone has the Sixers losing. They ride the bandwagon. You know what I mean? The Knicks weren't even good. They beat the Knicks. I mean, come on. You know, that's what I want to say about it. I think if Simmons drives the net tonight, scores 14, 10, and 10, we win the game. 14, 10, and 10. That's all I want from Simmons.
What if he scores four?
And he shuts down Trae Young, I'm happy. That's it, dude. He makes up for the 12 or 20 points that Trae Young can score. If he shuts Trae Young down, he makes up for the 20 points that he ain't making. That's the way I look at it. Right now, we're winning. We're going to win the game. When we're losing, we should all start getting upset and start panicking. We're not losing. We just beat the team by 16 points and won the whole second half of the first game. The team was up by 30 points at halftime, I think it was. And we came back and lost by four. They're not a good team. I mean, they're playing good. They're playing good. That's my Sixers point.
Okay.
I want to say something about the Phillies, though.
Yeah.
I was raised by my grandfather and my father, both from Southwest Philly, big sports fans, you know. And their one thing is run the first base. Run it out. No matter if it's a pop-up, a line drive, a dribbler, just run the base out. Because if there's a mistake on the field, you're catching another base. That's the first thing I want to say. Mm-hmm. But we're losing. we're noticing these things that these guys are doing. It's because the team stinks. There's nothing to notice, but, oh, he didn't run it out. And, oh, he didn't do – I mean, Odubel Herrera were crying when we had him on the down in the minors because he beat up his old lady. Now we wanted him back. We get him back. Now we're crying because he's batting first and he's not running the base out. Listen, there's a lot bigger problems. You're saying you're going to hold Bryce Harper and them guys responsible for not saying these things. Bryce Harper can't get on base.
Well, that's – I was going to get – I hadn't even gotten there yet today. He's really playing bad.
He's bad, dude. And I'm, the thing is, like, we're complaining about our best two hitters. Listen, there's a lot more problems. The pitching's brutal. I mean, besides our starting pitchers, our 1-2, Nola, it's like –
Well, how about the fact – yeah, you touched on it, Dan. How about the fact that Herrera and Segura are their two best hitters?
They're best hitters.
Holy
smokes.
And they were
Bermuto, but, I mean
– Yeah.
We're looking at the things because we have no answers for us losing. They are a bad baseball team. They went into the season. When they went into the season, they went in with the same lineup they had last season. What is different about that Phillies team that was last season? They stunk last year.
Yeah, well, I would call them average, not bad. I mean, for what it's worth, Dan, they're one game below 500, so they're basically average.
Yeah, and a
bad
division.
But they play what I would refer to as a bad brand of baseball for players that should know better. Let's put it that
especially
way.
Especially with the guys with the names on the team. Bermuto, McCutcheon, Harper.
I got you, man.
You know, none of them are swinging the bat. I mean, look at McCutcheon. He's back seven.
But at least McCutcheon might be just because he's old. And everybody eventually just, you know, it extinguishes the skill.
The problem is we're noticing little things that these guys are doing because we're not seeing anything good happen. And there's nothing good about this team.
All right,
anyway.
Dan, give me a fictional trio.
All right, well, fictional trio, I'm just going to say, and I'm not trying to win the prize, but the Workaholics crew, the three guys are Workaholics on Comedy Central.
All right.
They're the best trio there is.
You got it, Dan. Appreciate the call, man. All right, I want to play a little game here, and this game is called Name the Date. Name the Date, or State the Date, whichever way you want to play it. This is for John Ritchie. This is for James Seltzer. I also will hop into this game. I am both game show host and contestant at the same time. So, guys, as we know, there has been an expectation that the Philadelphia Eagles would either trade or release Zach Ertz. Okay. Hasn't happened yet. Didn't happen the night of the draft, the 3 days of the draft. Didn't happen in May. Did not happen in the 10 days or so since June 1st when they could have just cut him and that's that. Okay. So, you know, maybe they're going to keep him. Now, I know most people seem to think, and Elliot has been very strong on, his expectation is that Zach Ertz, one way or the other, trade or release, one way or the other, is going to be gone. But I want to play a game called Name the Date. And what this game is, John, I want to find out from you and from James, and I'll weigh in as well, on what date you will say to yourself and say here on WIP, oh, I guess the Eagles are going to keep Zach Ertz. Like, as if, for instance, the season starts on September 12th. If he's still on the team September 11th, they're obviously keeping Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's kind of get on the record here. You know, is it 2 weeks from now? Is it 5 weeks from now? Here are the circumstances just to lay it out. Today's June 11th. Training camp starts July 27th. The first preseason game is August 12th. The first regular season game is September 12th. John, let's turn to you first. On what date would you say, okay, I've now, my opinion is, oh, I guess they're actually keeping him? Because I think you still think they're going to get rid of him. But when would you say, well, I guess they're keeping him? Give me a date. Let's get on the record.
September, boy, it's going to be, they're going to keep him around, I would assume, until other teams have had a chance to have their tight ends get injured during training camp.
Doesn't always happen, though.
I think it doesn't always happen. I think Howie is now banking on someone having a major injury and needing Zach, so they're willing to pony up more to get him. I would think that would end, you know, that the week prior to the first game, I guess. So September 4th.
Okay, September 4th, and I knew you'd be later
birthday.
Than me.
He took his birthday.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah.
And I knew you'd be later than me, and you're significantly later than me. James, the date that you will say, oh, I guess they're keeping Zach Ertz.
What's the date of the second preseason game?
Well, the first preseason game is August 12th, so let's just say it's probably around August 19th.
August 20th.
the date after the second
whatever
preseason
game. Whatever the date after the second preseason game is, okay. If he's still on the team, then I'll say he's not going anywhere.
All right, I am going to go with I'm going to go with the day before training camp.
Wow.
I'm going to go with July 26th. Now, I know, listen.
What? It's so unlikely that they, if they make it that far,
right,
that they would give up on the possibility that an injury would require team to trade for.
I understand, but I guess what I'm, like, I understand that you could get to July 26th, still have him, and you could still trade him. I understand it could still go either way, but what I'm saying is that's the date where I believe, if I was a betting man, that I would swing from they're not keeping him to, oh, I think they're keeping him. I'll bet that way. Because I know what you're saying, John. Like, you could have a situation where a team out there, their tight end gets hurt. But that doesn't really happen that often. I mean, first off, these guys, they don't hit that much in training camp. They don't play that many snaps in games, in the preseason games. They really don't. So I will go with July 26th, the day before camp begins.
Joe,
oh, I think they're going to keep him.
The major injuries that require bringing a new tight end in don't require hitting. I mean, we're talking about non-contact injuries.
That
those are the ones that Howie's banking on. Those happen whether you're in shorts or shells or pads. Like, every practice.
I understand, but would you acknowledge, John, and I think you would, but tell me if you will confirm this, that you did not expect 5 months ago that Zach Ertz would still be a member of the Eagles, right?
I think this is Howie mismanaging the situation. I think this is Howie expecting more than what people were willing to offer, not realizing how devalued Zach has become in other teams' eyes, and asking for more than sixth-round pick that people were probably throwing at him.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Greed.
We'll throw that into the equation as well, because there has been a strong expectation that Ertz would be gone. I mean, it almost felt like it was like 95% to 5%. But – I mean, it is notable. They've had 10 days to cut him. They haven't. And it tells me that maybe they're just not going to cut him. So if they don't find a trade partner that gives them what they want, that they'll say, well, we'll just take Zach Ertz's value and apply it to the 2021 Eagles, and he's a resource for Jalen Hurts, which, by the way, I don't think is the worst scenario.
Oh, I sure do.
I know you do, but I don't. I mean, I still think Zach Ertz can help a football team. Let's go to the phones. 215-5.
Not for $8.5 million.
Well, I mean, they're cap compliant.
You want another year like last year where, what, he had one touchdown?
I know. I want more, and I expect more. I think he would be a lot better than one touchdown. I really do.
You think he's better this year? With it,
100%
he's better. He's not even showing up.
100% he's better. No,
he's committed to not being here.
We don't know that. We don't know that he
said goodbye.
We don't know that he wouldn't show up to training camp. Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he would. I don't know. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. If you want to comment on Ertz and where you think this thing goes, certainly you can weigh in. Let's go to Pat right now in
– doing him so wrong.
In Roxborough. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How are you, man? Appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks for calling, Pat.
No, absolutely, man. So I do have to say that the last couple callers, I think, really nailed the points anyway. I mean, I'll preface by – I was driving yesterday, and I'm listening to the game, and L.A. made a great point on it, because I'm just listening to it, and he's the one describing that he's not running out of the box or he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Flipping the bat, this and that. So, I mean, it's right. I mean, they're 100%. But, John, with your point, it's, you know what I mean? They're getting paid all this money, but they're not – nothing. Sitting on the bench isn't going to do anything.
Right.
I think they'd actually take it as, hey, cool, I got an extra day off.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
it's not like you can't find them.
Yeah, it's these two are just out of control. They're incorrigible. And Girardi has tried. And I think he continues to try it. He's trying to get the message across. They are stubborn. They are hard-headed. They are who they are. And that's why a guy like Gene is on his fourth team. Probably, I mean, if he weren't under contract through 2022, he would be on a different team already. But there's a lot of guaranteed money that we had to take on when we brought him in here.
And I also looked, I think you look at the fact that, yeah, you need the players to step up and do it. But like they mentioned, you know, Harper's not hitting. But, you know, the team has to either be out there, but nobody's going to sit there and say it to the media. So they're going to back off with that. But I think that, you know, another thing that you can look at, but the pitchers get off on it. Like, you look at, L.A. made a great point yesterday with Neris. He gave up the home run. He got so pissed off that he then put another batter on the bases. And he said it. He was like, if you weren't so pissed off and you were actually paying attention, like, get the guy out. Like, you know, get out of your own head. So, I mean, that's something. But, hey, you know what? We end up winning the game. So the pitchers get off on that.
I will say this about Pat. I will say this about Neris, though. I really appreciate, as a Phillies fan, how much I think that guy cares.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
He really competes. And it's not always all going to work out. And sometimes it's a little bit of a high wire act. But that guy really, really, really wants to win.
And it's more good than bad.
It's a lot more
good. He still has a 2.16 ERA, even with yesterday.
I agree with you, James. I totally agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. No, without a doubt. But it's kind of, one and the same where, you want these guys, they want to hustle, you want to do this, but that's also, part of the game, getting out of your own head, too.
All right, Pat, give me what you got, a fictional trio. Give me a big one.
Larry, Moe, and Curly, man. You got to go to the Three Stooges.
That's a big one.
Sure is.
Larry, Moe, and Curly. Now, are they the – because I get this confused sometimes. So, Shemp, was that the name, Shemp?
Yes.
So, Larry, Moe, and Curly really are the top three, right?
Yeah.
Shemp's four, and then the other random guy's five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure. 215-592-9494 coming up. I do wonder sometimes why people just can't keep it real anymore. The latest example up ahead of a nonsense answer by a Philadelphia sports coach. Who said it? The context? We'll tell you next. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Park Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. They have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Park Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all, live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, strikeouts, and new customers only. Sign up now. Get that first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. In pro hoops tonight, Philadelphia's a 1.5-point road favorite in Atlanta with the over-under set at 224.5. I like us winning with great defense, so I like the under. That's parxcasino.com/PA, promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.